Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Craig Chat Climbing Podcast. I'm actually going to let you introduce yourself because I've heard there's a proper way to pronounce your name, and I'm not sure I know it.
That's okay. So I guess the American way is Irina. But if you can, the rules are if you can roll your R's, you can say my name the right way. So Irena.
Irina. Irena.
Irena. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Those are just the rules. If you're going to say Irena, then we'll just go straight to Irina or Irena. But Irena is totally fine with me.
Okay, I think I'm going to stick with Irena because I don't feel confident, but I will practice. But anyways, we have her here today. And she is a climber and a YouTuber. And we've chatted on and off throughout the years here and there. And I thought it'd be fun to have a little conversation because I don't actually know a lot about you. So how did you get started climbing?
Okay, honestly, the first time I like ever went climbing was actually I took my mom on a Mother's Day thing and we just went like rope climbing, which was super cute and wholesome. And I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. But like, I never really like thought anything of it. Like, this is like a thing I'm gonna do. And then like a few years later, when I used to work as a server at PF Chang's, and one of my coworkers was like, hey, like I go to this like climbing gym and they do this like event called like Beer and Bouldering, and like I can invite two guests, do like, and then me and my other coworker went, and I was like, okay, I mean, I like beer and I think I like bouldering, I don't know, let's try it. And I was like hooked, I was like obsessed, like I went like constantly, like multiple times a week, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like this is so fun, I want to do this forever.
Yeah. And what gym was that at that you got started at?
It was a small gym in Lake Forest called ACG.
Okay, nice. I started at a really, really small gym in Southern California. I don't know if you've ever climbed at any of the Hangar 18 gyms.
Oh, yes. I live close to two Hangar 18s.
Yeah.
Which one?
So I was at Hangar 18 High Desert. So it's
a little further
small.
Out
it's up in Victorville, but that's where actually where I got started climbing, so I thought that was kind of interesting that we both climbed at those locations, or like the
a hangar
chain.
My next home gym after is now a hangar, but it was like the factory, and then it's now a Hangar 18 Orange, but I feel like everyone down here started at some hangar.
Wait, so what city are you based in now again?
I'm in Southern Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like when I lived in LA, it all just kind of like blends together. There's so many like.
Honestly, yeah. There's like, unfortunately, there's actually not a lot of like. Okay, I'm like, I might get hate for this, but there's not like a lot of like good climbing gyms in Southern Orange County. They're really small. Not that they're not good. They're just small. Like,
they're
don't
small.
Like, I drive further because it's like, I feel like over the years, I just keep getting bougier. And I'm like, wait, I want like a squat rack. Like, I want like a kilter. You know what I mean? And I just keep getting bougier. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sick of driving far to a gym.
Yeah. No, I feel that. So I used to climb in Ohio, and I definitely got used to like smaller gyms and things like that. And I feel really grateful for that because. Then when I moved to where I'm at now in Pittsburgh, I'm like, wow, we have three amazing gyms here because I had the opposite experience. So,
oh, that's so nice. I want to go climb in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, you're welcome anytime.
Okay, thanks.
So before we like started, we were talking a little bit about your job. So tell me a little bit about your job and like how it allows you to kind of be all over and climb different places. And I'm really curious because I know you climbed in Hawaii. I know you climbed in Fawn. I want to ask you about that. But yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so honestly, I got laid off last year, which was kind of a blessing in disguise in a way because it allowed me to, like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? But like, it was like the first time I like ever like was laid off or didn't have a job in my life since I was like 16. But it made me really realize that I'm like, wow, like I am not prioritizing like aspects in my life that are valuable to me. And I really enjoyed being able to climb and just travel, even non-climbing, and do things that I was really passionate about. And I was like, I want a job that will still allow me to live my life. Because right now I'm at a stage where I don't have a mortgage, I don't have kids. Like, I want to be able to take advantage of that. So I have a remote job now. And I work in like the landscaping industry. So I'm a project manager for like a landscape distribution company. But I am remote, so it's been nice because, like, for example, you're saying like I did do Hawaii for a month. And yeah, like I had to start work at 5 a.m., which sucks. But you're off at like 1, 2 o'clock, and then you're like, okay, cool. Like now I can go like take a bike ride to the beach and climb, or like I can go snorkel, or I can do whatnot. Where it's like instead, it's like I could just be spending that money on rent and just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So for me, I
100%.
was just like, right now, I'm like, I've never had the experience to do the remote work life. So like, I want to like do it. But like when I was in France, or like I did a Europe trip with my best friend, and then she left, and then I ended up like staying and seeing my family and like going to Font. But I would have to start work at 5 p.m., which was like rough. I was drinking lots of espressos for sure. But it's been nice to be able to like give me the opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's like unheard of. 'Cause like in the past, you just didn't have that opportunity. There wasn't as many remote jobs, if any at all. And I know my job is kind of like a remote in
Like
person
hybrid.
hybrid. Yeah, I don't really have an office, so I work for a running company, so I kind of just travel around. I'm like a rep, so
You
I'll travel
run
around to yeah. I actually run to all of my
everywhere.
everywhere. I don't ever walk. But yeah, so I really enjoy, like, for example, right now I'm literally sat in the yoga room at my climbing gym, like recording this, and I just got off of a work call. So like that is I get the perk of it. But it's really cool that you're able to like take it a little bit more like to farther places and things like that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's like you don't know what the future holds, but like it's been nice. Like my previous job did not allow me. My previous job, I was also like had to go from job to job, and like I had to drive a lot, and I would start working at like 6:30 in the morning, and I'd be like an hour or two away, like a job site. So it's like I would not be able to like even climb some days because I would just be so exhausted, like mentally and physically, that I'm just like I'm done. And like I don't know. This just allows me to like actually like live my life and have boundaries for my mental sanity.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I used to live in Hawaii. I lived
Oh, I
on,
didn't know that.
yeah, my dad was in the military, and so I lived on Oahu for 3 years. Is Oahu where you went, or what island did you go to? Okay.
Yeah, I did
How
Oahu on the North Shore.
okay. How was the climbing there? Because I was so young and I'd never climbed there. How was that experience?
Okay, I'm gonna give you a mixed review answer. I'm gonna give you the good and I'm
Okay.
gonna give you the bad,
I
because the
want it
bad is actually
all.
hilarious. Yeah. So in terms of like where we were actually like for outdoor climbing, like, okay, is it gonna be Bishop? Is it gonna be Joshua Tree? No. Like you have to go into it like knowing that, you know what I mean? But there's a novelty of being on the beach and like there you're like on an island and you're just like, wow, I'm climbing here, like how pretty, let me go jump in the water, like Waimea Bay, which is really fun. It's like, but it's like you don't get a lot of problems, but it's still like fun, and actually the quality of rock is not terrible. And
Is
then
it
if
lava rock? Is that
I
the
think it
type?
is, yeah.
Okay, 'cause I had this experience when I was like 10 living there where I cut my toe on the rocks there. It's like the sharpest rocks ever. So I was like curious if you felt like it was sharper rock than like other places. I mean, obviously sharper than like Bishop or Joshua Tree, although I've never really climbed there, but I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was definitely sharp, but the quality of rock is like better than like a random like sandy like beach kind of area or whatnot. But there's also really cool rope climbing, which I thought was kind of fun. In terms of like it's I've never seen it before. They actually have like anyone can top rope it essentially. So they already have like a system where they have like a rope, not an actual climbing rope, but like a rope where you can just do like a cordelette and like attach your rope and like pull your rope through the anchors, and then
Oh.
you can just like top rope it on every single climb, which is crazy. So you don't need to have anyone lead it if you don't want, which is kind of
That's
exciting.
really, I like want to see how that works now. Because I'm
I've
trying to
never
picture.
seen
That's
that.
cool. That's really
It's
cool.
so cool. It's a little tricky when like you figure it out, but I was like, whoa, this is like sick, because you can just go on top rope even if you don't know how to like lead. It's a little bit of a heinous hike, especially because it's humid, to get to like the top rope area, which is like, but it's like super cool and like fun. But I will say, one of the things I like, remember seeing this picture of this girl and I was like, oh, this climb looks so sick. Like, I want to go out to this random place, like in the middle of like the jungle, and go check it out, right? And I like get a couple of us to go, and I'm like, okay, let's go. It just rained. It is the muddiest walk ever. I'm like, okay, I get to this, like, I'm gonna put in quotes, like boulder. It is just like mossy and moist. And I have never in my life seen so many mosquitoes. Like, I literally, to the point of like, I was like, could not even like stand without getting bit by 20 mosquitoes. And it's just like, in the photo, it looks so sick when you're on the climb. Like, it looks sick, but like, it was like this like random mossy boulder. And I was like, oh wow, okay, Instagram is a highlight reel, you guys. It does not mean it is always that cool. So yeah, like some of the stuff you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is a boulder, but some of the stuff is actually really cool.
Yeah, that's sweet. I know, it's funny, some of those photos, like even some photos or like videos that I've took, there's like no one ever shows like the horrible hiking to like get into these places,
No.
or like the dripping wet rock that you're like slipping off of. Like, I mean, maybe, but
Yeah, it's like always just like, okay, here it is. It's so fun. I sent. It's like, no, what about me falling 100 times and like the mud and like me having to wear like every piece of clothing I have to not get bit by mosquitoes?
I actually, so the camera that I have is just like a little point and shoot camera because I'm like not a gear person. And I
Same.
actually, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But I actually had to like spend like a solid 30 minutes to an hour cleaning out the microphone and everything on my camera because I slipped in the mud and just like it had like mud all over it. It was crazy. And I like
No.
didn't even get a shot of anything.
No. Oh my gosh, that's literally the worst.
But yeah, Hawaii definitely rain. Hawaii rains like every day, so
Yeah, that's like the bummer where you're just like, oh, like there's some days where you'd be like, oh my gosh, like I can go climbing. And then you're like, oh, wait, just kidding. It's actually raining today, or is it? And then you don't know because it's like the weather changes like that. But it's like a cool place. Like, where else can you say that you literally like rope climbed and you look over and you're like, that's a stunning, beautiful ocean. There's like whales like breaching, and you're like, okay, like check. Like, I'm no complaints here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So that's a little bit about Hawaii climbing. Now let's like flip over to your Europe trip. Tell me about, it's like one of my dreams to go over there and climb. I mean, let's be real, I want to climb everywhere, but like I am so interested just because I've heard so much about Font. Like, what was it like? Did you have
Okay,
fun?
can I give you my absolute honest answer on
I would
Font?
accept nothing less.
Okay, what we love. This is what we love. We
Okay.
love that you can get the most delicious pastries ever in the morning. We love that it's 12 minutes away from downtown. Like, are you kidding me? That's like a dream. I don't know. Like, I live here in Orange County. I'm like, let me just drive 2.5 hours. I'm like, what a dream to be able to like go somewhere that close. The boulders, it's like Disneyland. Like, I feel like I could be there for months and not even like touch a quarter of them. Like, that's how many boulders there are. Like, it's insane. You can't even scratch a surface. We love all that. It is sandbag. It makes Joshua Tree look like it is soft, which is crazy to me because Joshua Tree is so sandbagged if you've ever climbed there.
I haven't.
Oh
I
my
did
gosh.
you know I lived in Joshua Tree, like once again, my dad was in the military.
Yeah.
I lived in Joshua Tree from when I was 5 to when I was 9, but obviously I didn't climb. So like I
Why didn't
literally
you
lived
climb
in
when you
Jo
were five?
I don't know. I don't know. I definitely, although I ha we went there for like a family trip just to go out. My dad and his friend were like, they're being like bros and climbing up, like just scrambling up boulders. And I remember, like, they almost got stuck on the top of one of the boulders, and they like had to, they were about to call some like search and rescue something.
No.
And then they figured out a way to get down. But my mom and like his buddy's wife were like so annoyed. They were like, why'd you guys climb up there if you don't know how to get down?
Oh,
But
that's
I
so
never
funny.
climbed. I never climbed. But anyways, so Font is more sandbagged than Joshua Tree.
It is, because it's like, at least in Joshua Tree, they're like, here's a crystal. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy because I don't know. Like, it's different. It's different. Not that it's like they're both sandbagged. Like, I can't say they're just different styles.
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to sandstone, but this is like, you're in the forest and it's like a moist forest sandstone. And you're like, ugh. It's also hard to say because I really didn't get as much climbing as I wanted to, unfortunately, because like I first got there and I got sick in Paris, like right before I went to Fon. So I was like at the
Yeah.
end of my sickness. So I was like, oh, like on my, I was like, this is not ideal. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna just like slowly like acquaint myself to the rock and like the texture and whatnot. And like I climbed a little bit, just some easy fun stuff. And then it like started raining and I'm like
Yeah.
sick. So I kind of got rained out at the end of the trip. So I can't say that I got like the full font experience, but I definitely like got to play on the rocks and like I have an idea of like things I would want to try and whatnot. But I'm like, oh my gosh, like it is hard in a
Yeah.
humbling way.
Yeah, for sure. There's an area here which this is a nice segue. I didn't do this on purpose, but there's an area here in West Virginia, like an hour and a half south of Pittsburgh called Cooper's Rock, and everyone thinks that it's like sandbagged and hard and like, but it's the same way. There's just like, I think there's 400 boulder problems under V4. So there's just like, there's
Oh, interesting.
so many climbs. But it's one of those things where like you go in, you're like, oh, it'll be fine. Like I know it's gonna be hard, but like it's okay. And then you get there and you're like floundering on V0, V1, and you're like, I am ha you have to like keep telling yourself, like, I'm still having fun. I am still
Yeah.
having fun.
Yeah, it
But
definitely helps not knowing what a 6B is because you're like, well, I don't know. I have to like Google this.
yeah.
But like
Dude,
when you know what it
I have Googled that chart like probably 50 times. That's
I know.
like
And then it's crazy. And then people are like, well, in the UK, it's actually different. And then if you do trad, it's actually different because it's like depends on how scary it is. And I'm like,
Yep.
I don't understand, but okay. Okay, note to
Literally.
self, don't go to Cooper's Rock. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, wait. So I was told though that I should ask you when you're moving to West Virginia. So tell me the story there.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, don't even tempt me with a good time right now. It's like, you know how I feel just like in my unhinged era right now. You know what I
Okay.
mean? Where I'm like, don't get me wrong, I don't know if that's gonna happen. But Anna and I were like, one day she just called me and she was like, hey, I heard that like if it there's like West Virginia is paying people
Yeah.
$10,000 if you're a remote worker to move to West Virginia. And I'm like, to West, I'm like, what are we gonna do in West Virginia? And she's like, the New River Gorge. And I was like, okay. I'm like, you wanna pay me to live next to the New River Gorge? I'm like, there's bouldering and ropes, and I heard it's sick. I'm like, but what else do you do in West Virginia? I
Yeah.
don't know. Do I move to West Virginia? Do I not? Do I do it for a short
So
amount of time? Is that crazy?
I also heard that they're paying people to move to West Virginia. We currently can't move, but that might change in the near future. And if it does, I'm definitely gonna look into it. If you're used to being a city person, you're probably not gonna like it because
Yeah.
there's nothing there. But I love it. And the new's awesome. So much rope climbing and so much bouldering too. I just really haven't like done a ton of outdoor bouldering at the new. But it's beautiful. It does rain a lot there though too. That has ruined quite a few trips, but yeah,
Dang.
I saw one where they were like paying someone $20,000 to move there. It's just because
The
it's like
rent is so cheap to compare. If you
yeah.
are from California, especially Southern California, cries in Orange County. It's like I literally looked at Brent. I was like,
Yeah, I know. Even like, well, when we were living in Southern California, it was like the cheapest apartment we could find was like $1,000 a month. That was like 5 years ago. So I can only
yeah, I
imagine now.
wish.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
wish.
Yeah.
It's rough out
My
here. I'm not gonna lie to you.
friend lived in Long Beach and he paid like $4,000 a month for rent, and then he moved because that's not sustainable.
It's not, and that's the only thing. I'm like, wait, why do I have to like the beach? I'm like, why didn't my immigrant family have like at the time when they moved here? It's like there was like nothing here. You know what I mean? Like where they
Yeah.
moved in Orange County, it was like they'd be like, why are you living there? There's like barely any communities or anything, you know? So it's like they got their house for like dirt cheap, but it's like now I'm like, but wait, I can't afford like Orange County and now my family and friends are here and this is hard.
Yeah, for sure. No, West Virginia is beautiful though, and I don't know how long you can stay at the ACC campground, but it's like $12 a night. So, yeah.
Ooh, I'm like, I feel like it'd be fun to take a trip and maybe like do a little tester. Want to come to West Virginia?
Yeah, I go there all the time. It's a 3-hour drive for me. So
Wait,
let's.
where do I fly into? I'm like, should we talk off the podcast?
Yes. This is,
Okay.
yes, we will. But actually, I'm so serious.
Okay.
All right. Switching gears a little bit. Tell me about YouTube. So I have watched so much climbing YouTube, and I've watched a lot of your Instagram reels and things like that. So when I saw that you were starting a YouTube channel, I was so excited. So first off, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
But second, like, how are you feeling about it all? How's it going?
It's good. I mean, it's a lot. It's like fun. You know what I mean? I think that, like, for a while, I have been not debating because at first I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's like, I'm not a YouTuber. I don't know how to do that. I've always really, really, really loved video editing. Like, I originally wanted to go to school for that. And like I kind of started like with some video classes and things like that, and it's always just been like a fun passion project of mine. But I just like ended up going into the agriculture field. I know, kind of a random segue, but we love it. We love the plant field. But it's obviously challenging, but it's fun. Like I've been, you know, kind of on a channel doing like a couple like fun like guest appearances or like other things like that with other people's channels, and I'm like, it's fun, and I kind of am like, ah, should I? Should I not? Like, everyone's just been like, you need to do it. Like, you'd be so good at it. And I'm like, okay. And then I just went for it. This like last year, like right before my Europe trip, I kind of was like, you know what? Like, what's the worst that can happen? I give it a try and I suck at it. And it's like, okay, like, I suck at it. Like, I don't need to do it. So I ended up doing my first video with Louie when I went to the UK, which was actually super fun. And that was my first video and I ended up doing like really well. And it's been a fun experience. I mean, learning Premiere is hard, as you know, I'm sure. Or maybe you're a Premiere expert, I don't know.
I'm
But
not.
audio is the death of me. Like I can't handle audio mishaps because it's hard. I love the editing process, it's fun, but like that stuff, I'm like, ugh. I don't know. I'd rather like do the editing than the actual camera work for me personally. But I
Yeah.
think it's fun to also like get fun angles and stuff like that. But I don't know. I've been really enjoying it. It's been like a fun passion project. It's a little challenging having a full-time job, so I can't
Yep.
commit to like putting out a video every week, but I'm trying to do one every 2 weeks and keep it realistic and like still make it fun because it's a fun thing that I'm doing and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah, no, for sure. I completely relate to literally everything you just said because I also have a full-time job and I also would much rather do the editing than the camera work. Another thing is that music. So Anna was telling me to ask, like, how long does it take for you to choose your music for videos?
Okay, like too long. Like, I don't know. I'm like, am I just like really picky and like OC? I don't know. I'm
Do you
like,
want something? Do you want to know something that'll make you feel better?
yes.
So everyone keeps telling me that I should get like Epidemic Sound or I don't even know, Music Bed, like
I
one of
have
those
like
subscriptions, right? Yeah,
Artlistly or
Artlist,
whatever it
yeah,
is. Yeah.
right? So everyone keeps telling me that, and sure, I could and it would be fine. But like I love picking the music so much. Like, and I love finding like unique music. I literally go to the Creative Commons section on SoundCloud and like pick my music by just typing in random words that have to do with whatever I'm thinking about.
Oh, interesting.
And I love doing it and it takes forever. So I totally hear you. But one of my things I was really excited about this year is I've always wanted to have like a ending sort of like song that like feels like it's kind of my little theme, right?
Oh,
And
okay.
I'll like insert it right here.
I hope you see all the beautiful things in life.
I found that this year, just like kind of browsing through, and now I've put it on the end of all my videos, and it the lyrics say like, I hope you see all the beautiful things in life. And I think it's just like a nice little way to like end every video. So I don't know if
I
that makes you
love.
feel better, but music is very important and you should take time to pick it out, I think. So
Yeah, it is. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm trying to find my niche, if that makes sense. Like, I'm like, let's be honest. Like, if you're here to watch someone climb B10, it's not me. If you're here to like watch someone like be like a literal doctor and coach you through stuff, probably not me also. Like, I have tips, sure, totally. But like, I'm not gonna be like the expert of something. So it's like I'm trying to find my niche, and I think I'm like kind of gearing towards more like fun and just like shenanigans and like silliness. And like I do tend to have like a style of like wanting to do like faster cuts and more upbeat fun music. So it's like hard because I'm like I'm running out of stuff on art list. I need good music, and it's just like it needs to fit the vibe, you know what I
100%. You're so much speaking my language. For sure. I also think that like I know the struggle of wanting to like find your thing, right? But I think, and you, I'm sure you know this, but like you are your thing. Like you are, people are there for you, and you're like so. I mean, the reason that I want to talk to you is because I want to talk to you, right? Like,
Oh, stop. You're
so,
making me blush.
so yeah, so just, you're just starting. Like, you're gonna figure
Yeah.
it out. It's gonna be okay.
Totally. And it's like I'm having fun with it. And it's like at the end of the day, it's like kind of like what I want to do. It's like if I want to go outdoors, if I want to do indoors, if I want, you know, whatever. So it's like at the end of the day, like I'll figure it out and it'll be fun. Like it's supposed to be fun, right? It's fun.
100%. So you said that you started climbing with your mom, right? It was like a Mother's Day thing.
Yeah, like that was like the first time I ever climbed at an old climbing gym that doesn't exist anymore. Shout out
Aw.
Climax in Huntington Beach.
Climb X. Oh, Huntington Beach is the best. So recently your mom was in one or two videos that I've seen. Is she starting to climb again? And then I'm also supposed to ask you about your grandma, and when she'll go climbing with you.
Dead. I'm dead. Yeah, I feel like it's been cool because it's like my mom's like a younger mom, you know what I mean? Like in terms of like
She's like a cool mom.
she's like a cool mom, you know. She's like, let's go to a trampoline park for my birthday. You know what I mean? It's like she's like down to try fun stuff. Like I think over the years, like once every blue moon, I would like maybe she's tried it maybe like twice or something, you know what I mean? She's not like a climber per se, but obviously she's watched me and I talk about it enough, I think, to where she knows kind of generally what's going on. She is my number one biggest YouTube supporter. So if you say mean stuff to me, my mom is watching and she is reading your comment.
You gotta just
But
start doing if people have commented weird things, we're just commenting a frog. Like we just comment a
oh,
frog emoji back. That's it. It's just the whole thing.
I love it. I'm just gonna say my mom doesn't approve of this message. But yeah, so we took Anna's mom and my mom, and we did a fun video. And I mean, spoiler alert here, they both flashed a 10A where I was like, you guys don't climb. I don't understand. Wait, where is this foreign mom strength coming from? We love it. We love it.
That's cute.
But they were so hyped on it that they literally took a class together after,
Aw.
like a top rope class, like with an instructor, just to like get better at the ropes and whatnot. And they're like, oh my gosh, we should climb together again. So they're kind of like, it's kind of cute. They're like hyped on it. They're trying to like, you know, it's like they're also like relating to their daughters and like wanting to do stuff like that. And also they just like it. So I'm like, I love it. That's cool. My mom literally was like trying to like, she's like, I want to learn how to do a pull-up this year. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just cool and inspiring to see like at whatever age, like to put your ego aside because it's hard. Like trying new stuff. When I first started surfing, I was like, oh my God, I have to put my ego aside starting this like late in life. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just cool to like see that. But my grandma, I'm like, how crazy would it be if I took my grandma rock climbing?
That'd be awesome.
On a rope, on a rope, on a rope. We're not trying to hurt her. But also she's just like, I don't know. She's just old foreign grandma. She's probably gonna be out here flashing my projects. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be sick. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we'll see, maybe. TBD.
Okay, I have a question for you, Irina. You are seemingly fearless when you're on the wall, and your Irina fall has now become really iconic. But how are you really feeling when you get on the wall and have to do a scary move?
On boulders, I feel like it's, I don't know. I feel more comfortable bouldering, to be quite fairly honest with you. Do I still get scared? Absolutely. Do I have scary falls that sometimes scare me? Absolutely. I think it's normal to get scared on a climb, but what really scares me are ropes. I don't know. I don't know if it's like I'm a control freak or if it's like there's just like a whole level of trust that's not just me that I have to trust in terms of a belay or in terms of the gear. Like I think that's like a big thing that's scary for me to trust. Like the last time I roped up with you, I literally cried. So like rope climbing makes me cry sometimes. I don't know. It's just scary to me. Not that I cry every time doing it, but like I feel like I push it's it pushes me more mentally and I freak out. But yeah, I don't know. I think like it's like people just assume like you like if you rock climb, you're like, oh, you're not scared of heights or you're not scared of stuff. It's like, no, I'm still scared. I'm still
Yeah,
scared.
and that's totally okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's totally okay. A lot of people say that I seem like not scared of things, and I'm like, oh no, I'm terrified. I also joke that I don't know the risk. Like, I'm so bad at like assessing, like looking at something and being like, oh, I'll fall on that, or I won't. I'll just be like, okay, I'll try it. So I feel like if you don't
Yeah.
know if you're necessarily gonna like fall or not, it's like less scary because you're just like, oh, maybe I'll do it. But
Totally. But
yeah.
they at the end of the day, it's like if you're not falling, like you're not trying.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? It's like if you're falling, like you're like genuinely going for it. And I don't know, that just like not necessarily you're not going for it if you're not falling. I mean, you might just send it, but it's like if you're just like, oh, I don't know, or like you're not, it's like, I don't know. I could, that doesn't, for me, it's like, okay, did I actually give it my all if I didn't like full blown go for
Yeah, for sure. I actually get more scared bouldering than I do on
it?
ropes. Because see, in my mind, if you fall on a rope, the rope's gonna catch you, like it's probably gonna be okay. If you fall bouldering, like you might not hit the pad, you might like land weird, like there's gonna be some sort of impact. I get more scared bouldering,
Oh my gosh, that's
but
crazy.
only
'Cause I'm like, what
outside.
about? Okay.
Inside bouldering, I don't get as scared. Yeah.
Okay, what about decking? Oh
You know, yeah, I'm probably a little scared of decking.
That's what scares me like the most. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just like scared that I don't know, just gear scares me. Like
That's
I'm
fair.
dabbling with it a lot more, but I'm
Trad
not like,
scares me.
oh yeah, no, we draw the line there. Not for me. I'll follow
Yeah,
once in a blue moon, but it's like, you got to catch me on the right day, and I really got to trust that person.
that's fair. I mean, your life is important. Well, thanks so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I will put all of Irina's like information, YouTube, Instagram, and everything in the description, so you should check all that out. And is there anything else you wanted to talk about before you go?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of it. It was fun. Thanks for getting to know me.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks to everyone for listening. Catch you next time.